Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Whew, I hope you all had a great weekend this last weekend. It was very excitable for yours truly because, we had a celebrity in town that was actually making an appearance doing a meet and greet. It was Jim Belushi, and he was at the West Coast Organics. And so, I mean, Sabina got over there with a, I put the shout out there on the Facebook. And, you know, I was figuring we'd see more people, but hey, it was just fine. A whole bunch of people were there just enough. And that way we could get to talk to him and meet him and get some autographs signed and all kinds of good stuff there. So, hey, you never know. We might be seeing him at Pirates Festival. When I was talking to him about the Pirates of the Pacific Festival, he said he liked pirates, and to let him know when that was happening, and he's in town, he's going to be down. So there you go. He's got a place out there in the Grants Pass area. So yeah, he's like a local now in the area, and he really fell in love with Brookings. I was sitting there talking to him, and he said that he would like to come down to Brookings again and check this place out a little bit closer because he kind of enjoyed the little town feel that we got here. So that's a good sign. Very good. Love it. And he was very approachable and very cool guy. So, hey, if you guys want to see pictures, I'm going to be posting some pictures on the Insider of Southern Oregon Facebook page. So I've got it on my personal page, but I'm going to get them over there here today when I get done with the show. So they'll be out there for y'all to check out. The other thing I want to say before I get on with this show is, you know, last year I took on the Slammin' Salmon and, I do the Pirates of the Pacific Festival, and we took on the Slammin' Salmon as well, which is 2 weeks after the Pirates of the Pacific Festival, so a little tight on the festivals, and just because of other things, some personal things going on, and also the Insider of Southern Oregon is getting bigger, got radio shows, got fundraisers, and the Pirate Festival is getting bigger, so I passed it on to some people that you'll be familiar with, because they put on some really rocking events last year as well, and that's Checo Brewing, Alex and Michael over there at Checo Brewing. They were next in line to take on the Slammin' Salmon when I got it. And so I just called them up and said if they would like to take it on. And they were more than glad to. So there you go. So this year, it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to hopefully have a Slammin' Salmon of some kind. We're going to have some kind of a fishing derby, because that's what I was going to try to do, is just do some kind of bottom fishing or anything if they didn't let the salmon thing go this year. But hey, I don't know. It's not my headache now, so I can deal with the Pirate Festival headache now, and I'm good with that. So, yeah, man, this year's Pirate Festival is going to be awesome. We got some good stuff going to be happening. So just wanted to give you that bit of news because you heard it here first. That's right. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and start getting on with the music here with the 101 Bar and Grill. We got Thursday's line dancing and ladies' night, Wednesday's and Sunday's karaoke, and, of course, every Monday night they got the steak special. Hey, and see, this week I've got my cheat sheet in front of me, right? That's right. The Insider of Southern Oregon is out there, and I'm getting this right from the horse's mouth. Okay, hey, out to Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge. They've got the world's longest happy hour there, Sunday through Thursday from 2 to 6, and you have to call for a musical lineup. This last weekend they had Tony Land there, and they do feature music. Let's see, Checo Brewing, though, they got me all set up here. On the 11th, they got Patty and Dacuna. 5:30, let's see, Rap Brush on the 12th at 5:30. On the 13th, we've got Keith Jones at 5:30. And on the 18th, we've got Frankie C at 5:30. So that's a little bit of lineup for Checo Brewing. Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill, well, you know, there we go. You have to call them for a musical lineup right now, but we're going to dial that in here eventually. So let's see, we got Misty Mountain Brewing. They've got something going on, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the show. That's on some other paperwork here. Let's see. We'll get to Rivers End Sports Bar and Grill. Monday, they have happy hour all day. Tuesday, margarita specials. Wednesday, 50 Cent Wing Day. And the Songwriters at Play is something they've been doing there on Wednesdays. Thursday's food and drink specials. Friday's DJ night. Saturday, local bands or DJ. And Sunday, it's Super Sports Sunday at Rivers End Sports Bar and Grill. And then I got Vista Pub over here where we've got jazz on Thursdays. And remember, all music starts at 7 at the Vista Pub. Burning Guitars on the 12th. On the 19th, the Groove Birds. And on the 26th, Tom Sheets. All right. Hey, and if you're up in the Grants Pass area, we've got the Laughing Clam, where they have music on Fridays from 7 to 10 and Saturdays 6 to 9. And coming up, let's see, on the 12th is Sonido Alegre. And then on the 13th, we got Mike Bronze. On the 19th, we got Catching Eddies. And on the 20th, we got Nick Garrett Powell. And that's what's happening up at the Laughing Clam in Grants Pass. And then coming back down to beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got the Inateca. We've got coming up on the 12th, Frankie C. And on the 20th, Undercovers. And just around the corner at Seaquake Brewing, we've got on the 12th, Jazz with Dr. B. 13th is James F. and the Blackbirds. And on the 20th, Holus Bolus. And that's what's going on in the music scene there. And let's see. We've got the Friends of Music is coming up on Sunday the 14th at 3 p.m. as Zivian Tompkins Duo returns with violinist Axel Strauss. Program of romantic music featuring Frank and Tchaikovsky. There we go. I try to say words like that on Monday morning just to test myself. All right, here we go. The concerts are held at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue. Individual concert tickets are $20. Under 18 is free. Tickets available at the door or at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings. For more information, you call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. And let me see. We've got some individual schedules here going on with a Rap Brush. Let me see. He's at the Coon Tie on the 16th, and on the 23rd, he's at Seaview Senior Living. From 3 to 4. Deanna on the 2030 is also at from 6 to 8. He's at the Coon Tie. He's going to be jamming that day. Okay, and then let me see. On the 30th, the Coon Tie from 6 to 8. And then Frankie C., he's Mondays at the Coon Tie. And let's see, on the 6th and the 20th, he will also be there. Okay, that's Frankie C. Steve Harrington, he's Wednesday nights at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8. And Friday nights, he's at the Coon Tie. All right, and then we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing at the Checo Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's right, the piano man. Okay, that was it for the music scene on that area, because I got some more stuff that's going to just pop up as I go along. See, here we go already. Scott William Perry, January 12th, he's going to be at Porta Pints with Chris Capitano. And on the 13th, he's going to be at Backstreet Bar at 7 p.m. Let me see. This is what Misty Mountain Brewing is going on. They present live music with the Darling Tanya's traditional Irish to Celtic punk. This will be on the 12th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's at Misty Mountain Brewing. Let me see. Got a flyer here for this one. Legends Never Die. The Del Norte High School Dance is presenting Legends Never Die. It's a winter dance concert. This is happening from January 19th, or it's on the January 19th and 20th, so a couple more weeks. See, Monday's still getting at me. Trying to talk all big here, and all of a sudden I just start stuttering. Okay, here. So this is happening on the 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. And you come see the Del Norte High School dancers perform in their annual winter dance concert this year. The themes include Under the Sea, Magic, Historical Events, and Legends Never Die. Okay, so the adults, $10 at the door. Students are $5, seniors $5, and children 6 and 12, $3, and children 5 and under are free. Pre-sale tickets are available at Del Norte Office Supply. Legends Never Die. Okay, and then we got the Elk Valley Casino is presenting the Friends of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County's Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. This is happening on Wednesday, January 10th, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join them in raising funds for the Friends of the USCG Auxiliary to continue their education for water safety and boating, recreational, and the fishing industry. Wear your favorite fishing or nautical attire for a chance at the Magic Paddle. Ages 18 and over only. Pulled pork sandwich dinner, including salad, dessert, and a beverage for just $10. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets available online at events.r20.constantcontacts.com. That's a whole lot of dots there. Okay. All right. Coming up this Sunday is the Knights of Columbus Breakfast. This will be on the 14th from 8 a.m. to 10:30. This is at the Star of the Sea Catholic Church at 820 Old County Road. $8 for biscuits and gravy, sausage, ham, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and blueberry pancakes. Yours truly is usually behind the counter serving it up right. That's every second Sunday and happening this Sunday on the 14th. Let's see. We got the Low Cost Spay and Neuter Clinic at the South Coast Humane Society at 828 Railroad Street. This is happening on January 13th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Low Income Spay / Neuter Clinic. Check-in will begin at 7:30 to 8 a.m. for dogs and 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for cats. Animals must be leased or confined at intake. Please call for surgery appointments from noon to 4 p.m. daily, 541-412-0325. Okay. Hey, the Curry County 4-H Market Project Clinic is happening here January 13th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Event Center on the Beach, the south end of the Livestock Pavilion. Learn how to select, market, fit, and show your project animals. Veterinarian Q&A, nutrition and quality assurance. Instructors include 4-H staff, project experts, veterinarians, and feed representatives. The clinic will be followed at 5 p.m. by a feed seminar free to the public, hosted by Gold Beach Lumber and Jordan Baumgartner. Purina Show feed specialist members, leaders, volunteers, and parents are invited to attend. All right. For questions or more information, you contact Ruth Dixon at the OSU Extension Office at 541-247-6672. Or go ruth.dixon at oregonstate.edu. Okay, Curry County 4-H Market Project Clinic. That's a mouthful. Got to be fun. Oh, hey, I've just been handed this special news report. Two prospectors in the Midwest who had been mining their land for the last 30 years with very little to show from it struck it rich last week when they tapped into the king of all oil wells while drilling for water. The Happy Oil Barons plan on giving back to the nearby community to help support them through rough times by building a beautiful city park in the center of town. Just goes to show, oil's well that ends well. Oh, in unrelated news, it has just been discovered that 3 cords of wood is how much wood a woodchuck would chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Alrighty then. The Seroptimus International Benefit Dance will be happening at the VFW Hall at 810 8th Street on January 12th from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's hosted by and featuring the band Disturbing the Peace. And hey, they've got a Curry County Fair Manager, Ron Kirk, is retiring after 51 years of service. He's going to be doing this Friday, January 12th at 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Dosha Suite Hall and the Event Center at Curry County Fairgrounds. Hors d'oeuvres will be prepared and served by the catering volunteers of Curry Fair Friends. All right, so that's happening this Friday. Let me see. We got Vinyl Odyssey's Record Crate. Yeah, coming up here, we got the Reverend Horton Heat. He's going to be playing along with Voodoo, Glow Skulls, and Big Sandy at the Event Center in Gold Beach. A lot happening there going on. Gold Beach starting to happen here at the beginning of the year. Very cool. This is going to be happening on the 21st from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Let me see. Ticket prices are $25 advance or $30 at the door. Limited tickets available. So the general admission show tickets you can get at www.paypal.com. All right. Reverend Horton Heat there. Yeah. Okay. Some music going on there. Let's see. We got Creative Writing for Veterans and Their Families, hosted by Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness. This is happening on Saturday, January 13th at 1 p.m. at the Del Norte Senior Center, 1765 Northcrest Drive in Crescent City. Join teaching artist Barbara Genovese for a free-of-charge creative writing circle that will cover topics from short stories to non-dominant handwriting to catharsis. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., January 13th through March 3rd. Registration is required. You can contact Danaka at 707-464-1336. Or go to Danaka at harborside.com. Danaka's Arts for Veterans program is funded in part by the Veterans Initiative in the Arts, a program of the California Arts Council, a state agency. All right. Let's see. We got some January events going on at the Chetco Public Library. In Science We Trust, the Role of Science in Democracy with Gail Wells is happening on the 24th at 6 p.m. Americans have more confidence in scientists and doctors than any group except the military. But citizens often mistrust science. Why is your relationship with science so complicated? Why don't we trust a field we respect? Science writer Gail Wells asks us to consider how science guides policy and how we can all use science to make better decisions together. That's happening on the 24th at 6 p.m. And then they've got Kids Concert at the Library with Russ Olheim happening on the 27th at 11 a.m. Local favorite folk singer Russ Olheim will sing songs and tell stories to entertain children of all ages. The presentation will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 a.m. in the Chetco Library's large meeting room at 405 Alder Street. Admission is free. For more information, go online to CheccoLibrary.org or go to Chetco Library's Facebook page. Or you can call the library at 541-469-7738. All right, we got the first ever Curry News and Views meet and greet. This is hosted by Jan Barbas on the 19th, January 19th, 4 p.m. at the Chetco Public Library. A chance to put faces to names and create some goodwill. So that's a first ever Curry News and Views meet and greet. All right. Long titles. They gotta be good. It's a long title. Okay. Hey, the Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Special Consensus. This is going to be happening on the 20th at 8 p.m. at the Pistol River Friendship Hall. Formed in the Chicago area in 1975, the Special Consensus is a four-person acoustic bluegrass band with a repertoire that features traditional bluegrass standards, original compositions by band members and professional songwriters, and songs from other musical genres performed in the bluegrass format. Okay, you can get tickets available, $15 online, or at Gold Beach Books, Rice Custom Framing, or you can call 541-247-2848 for more info. We've got a juried show reception hosted by Danaka happening on the 18th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. This will be at the Del Norte County Probation Department at 458 Street in Crescent City. Join in to honor the visual artists of the 26th Juried Multimedia Show. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres and mingle with artists that include Nancy Bachman, John Barker, Steve Coppin, Susan Fowler, Horst Wolf, and many more. Call the office with any questions regarding the artwork, 707-474-1336 for Juried Show Reception. All right. Oh, hey. Now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here with another bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Here are a few strange tales with a sort of macabre nature. Did you know that a phantom car crash led to finding a missing man in his vehicle? It's true. And here's what happened. On December 11th, 2002, in England, two motorists called police to report seeing a car veering off the A3 trunk road with headlights blazing at Burpham in Surrey. A thorough search uncovered a car concealed in dense undergrowth and the long-dead driver nearby. It turned out that the crash had actually happened 5 months earlier when the driver, Christopher Chandler, had been reported missing by his brother. Very strange, but wait, there's more. Did you know that helpful voices from beyond saved a woman's life? It's true. And here's what happened. While on holiday, a woman, referred to by the British Medical Journal as AB, heard two voices in her head telling her to return home immediately. Back home in London, the voices gave her an address that turned out to be a hospital's brain scan department. The voices told her to ask for a scan, as she had a brain tumor and her brainstem was inflamed. Though she had no symptoms, a scan was eventually arranged, and she did indeed have a brain tumor. After a safe and successful operation, AB heard the voices one last time when they said, "We are pleased to have helped you. Goodbye." AB made a full recovery. A couple of close encounters of the bizarre kind, if you ask me. I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it weird. All right, that's some creepy stories there. Thank you, BB. Okay, hey, St. Timothy's Episcopal Church at 401 First Street. This is going to be happening on February 2nd. They did it. What they're doing is, if you're new to the community and you're interested in work of St. Timothy's, you are invited to the first Friday of each month to a dinner event. You can call Linda Lee for details at 503-309-9083. Just kind of want to shout that out there so you don't miss next month. And it's just a little blurb, so there you go. Good cause. Now, due to family needs out of town, there won't be a shoe bank at the Elks Lodge in January. The first community shoe bank day for the new year 2018 will be on February 10th, 2018, 1 to 3 p.m. at the lower level of the Elks Lodge. So no shoe bank this month, but next month they got you covered. Hey, is Fluffy getting funky? They got a monthly dog wash hosted by Wild Rivers Animal Rescue going on January 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 29921 Airport Way in Gold Beach. Bring your dirty pooch down to the shelter between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. for the first dog wash of 2018, and their awesome volunteer team will fluff them up, get a nail trim, warm water bath, shampoo, and a hand towel dry, all for a suggested donation of $10 to $25. We'll see you and your pooch there. Okay. Let's see. Coffee with Casa is happening at the Bell and Whistle Coffee House on the 22nd at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Stop by the Bell and Whistle Coffee Shop to learn more about Casa of Curry County and how you can advocate for children in our community who are in foster care. We'd love to tell you more, and the coffee is on us. All right. Can't make it this month? Don't worry. They'll be there the fourth Monday of every month, so you can join when you can. So there you go, Coffee with Casa. Okay, hey, we got Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf coming to the Lighthouse Repertory Theater. It's actually starting this weekend. It's directed by Kirk Curtis and is starring Susan Daugherty, Howard Patterson, Stephen Scruggs, and Elizabeth Coburn. It's going to be showing January 12th, 13th, the 19th, the 20th, the 26th, and the 27th. Cocktails will be at 6:30, showtime's at 7. This is going to be happening at 1072 3rd Street. Purchase tickets at the door or Del Norte Office Supply. This play is rated PG-13. Tickets are $15 for general admission and $10 students and seniors. All right, so Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Lighthouse Repertory Theater? Okay, yeah, we got a California Oregon Jefferson Cup coming here. In other words, we got a cannabis cup coming to Del Norte County Fairgrounds on the 20th, January 20th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Crescent City. All right, so this is going to be, let's see, for more info, you can call 707-951-2392 or go to www.calorcanexpo.com. I wish I had more info on it, but this is pretty much all they gave me. So, hey, that's it right there. There's going to be a Jefferson Cannabis Cup going on there at Del Norte County Fairgrounds on the 20th. So, there we go. Not surprising anybody, is it? Okay, we got the Insider of Southern Oregon. Yeah, yep, that's right. We're going to be presenting the second annual Coastal Music Awards. We're going to be doing this at the Brookings Elk Lodge on March 3rd in 2018, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is going to be $10 per person at the door, and it's going to be hosted by Wendy Capitano and myself. Hey, we're going to be having live performances this year with Scott William Perry, Frankie C., Stephanie Latour, Night Moves, Mono Groove, Shaq Nasty, Disturbing the Peace, The Sharks, and Wendy will even be up there doing a little song or two. So, hey, join in on this as we pay tribute to all the local music and bands. That we're going to have food catered by the Inateca. Let's see, so come enjoy music, food and fun, and of course the Elks Lodge has a bar. So hey, the reason I'm bringing this out right now is because we need you to vote. That's right, we need you to vote now for your favorite band or musician. You just got to go to the Coastal Music Awards Facebook page for your voting ballot. You'll see it right there. You just copy, paste, and vote, and then you send it to the coastygirl65@yahoo.com. The voting's going to end on February 15th, so looking forward to seeing y'all there, all right, for the second annual Coastal Music Awards. Proud to be a part of that one this year. Last year, I kind of wasn't too involved, but I went to it, and it was good times and everything. And then while I was there, we talked about doing it this year, and this time with music and bringing the whole nine yards. And hey, it's going to happen. We're going to be, yeah, getting everything all set up here real soon. Okay, so hey, 4-H has a soup, supper, and country auction going on Saturday, January 27th at the Del Norte Fairgrounds main building. The meal is served from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Auction starts at 6:30 p.m. Adults $8, youth 6 to 12 years old, $5, underage 6, free with parents. Proceeds benefit the Del Norte County 4-H. All right.
Okay, they got a New Year's dance party happening. I know it's, you know, a month late, but that's all right. It's still in the New Year month, the first month, and it's a New Year dance party going on. Sunday, January 28th at the Grange. It's going to be at the Checo Grange. It's $5 per adult. Festive attire and goodies are welcome. Snacks and refreshments will be available. You can call Mike for more info at 707-951-8600. And what I'm thinking is what's happening here is I think they're just going to have New Year's Eve part two, because they weren't able to do it then towards that time. So they're going to just have it all over again. So, hey, a good evening at the Grange, which the Grange has been doing all kinds of stuff. Every other doggone thing, it seems like I'm saying, is happening at the Grange. And I like that. That's a lot. That's because, I mean, when I first came out here and stuff, just a few things were happening there. Now, boy, I'll tell you what, good times. I like seeing a lot more stuff. Gives me more to talk about around here. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. We got a little bit of time here. So I'm going to go ahead and do another poetic license. It's done by Ann Coster, and it's called Two Cats. I'm just going to do this one because it was kind of funny. Two cats sleeping in my bed, one at my feet and one at my head. They purr, they knead, they bathe and sleep, and for most of the time they make not a peep. But at 4 a.m, they wake me. Get up and fix breakfast after they wake me. Thank goodness my life is in a state where I can go back to bed and sleep in late. Because there isn't any other way that I would like to start my day than with two cats sleeping in my bed, one at my feet and one at my head. All right. Thank you, Ann Coster. That was worthy of another reading. Okay, we got the Crescent City Women's March is happening on January 20th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Crescent Elk Middle School. You can join them in the auditorium for speeches, songs, and inspiration that includes a short march to Highway 101 and back to the school. For a call to action, that's the Crescent City Woman March. Hey, well, you know what? Got everything going on. That's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And make sure and tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on one of the coolest men that ever lived, Dean Martin. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great shows, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. And I want to tell you, I want to thank Linda Johnson for rocking out another great-looking Insider of Southern Oregon. And until next week, this is Bruce. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Yeah. Okay, all right, that's it. Bam! I just realized there ain't no more. Okay, woo! We did it.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.